Good morning, everyone. Joining us now is Angela Huebner, Associate Professor of Human Development and Marriage and Family Programs at Virginia Tech University, joining us from Falls Church, Virginia this morning. In April of 2007, a shooting at Virginia Tech University killed 32 people. Angela Huebner, we don't want to necessarily relive that tragic event, but as we think about the events at Fort Hood, Texas, and the reactions and the sort of emotional consequences of people down at Fort Hood, based on your research and your experience, what are the most important things that therapists need to bear in mind in the early going here?
Well, I think the biggest thing at this point, John, is to help families think about normalcy and safety so that they can help to reassure families that they are safe at this point. That's, I think, the biggest first step.
And that's the hardest argument to make at this point. This was a person on base who was actually employed as a counselor, as a psychiatrist.
Exactly.
So the therapists have their work cut out for them. We talked with
they absolutely do. Yes.
We talked with a service member on base who said morale is low and that there is a shortage of infrastructure for counselors. In that situation, it's even more challenging.
Well, right, and that's something that that the military has really been working on in the past years, you know, to try to increase infrastructure. But it is difficult. It's a challenging time with the number of deployments and the need for mental health care and just the shortage.
Now, we don't want to theorize here, but one could extract from the fact that this major, who's the suspect, who is a psychiatrist, who was worried about his own deployment, could have snapped because of the stress, not of his deployment, but of dealing with the counseling stress that he has in dealing with individuals. Does that make any sense to you? What do you go through when you deal with stress counseling?
Well, I think it's possible, and as you said, I think it is too soon to, you know, to figure out if that's exactly what happened to this gentleman. But there's a whole field called vicarious trauma or vicarious stress, and that's certainly a part of what you learn how to deal with when you do therapy in those types of settings. How to listen and be present for the client without getting caught up in the story.
But
so
there is a danger.
There are ways to do that.
But there is a danger of getting caught up in the story.
Absolutely. And that's why it's really important for mental health care workers to monitor themselves, to have good supervision, you know, to have a support group for themselves, which most do. You know, that's part of the system. And that's why, I mean, it's a very important piece so that people can kind of monitor each other, their colleagues, and make sure everybody's online.
And if there's a shortage of counselors for active soldiers, there must be maybe even more of a shortage of counselors for the counselors.
Right. Exactly. It's a trickle-down sort of thing.
Well, that is really, really disturbing. Do you think there are issues that are different for military families than for civilians?
Well, there's some research now going on, and just the military is really trying to address this, is what I'm seeing. But yes, there are issues in terms of accessing service and the stigma attached to seeking mental health services. And again, to their credit, they're trying to change that, the stigma of if I seek mental health services, then I'm broken or I'm not deployable or that has an impact on my career. Because if I can't deploy, I can't get promoted, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. And
so it's kind of a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's seek treatment, but if you do, there are potentially some repercussions, or at least perceived repercussions.
And all of those tensions can work their way up the chain and create the circumstances that make an event of yesterday at Fort Hood possible. Angela Huebner, Associate Professor of Human Development and Marriage and Family Programs at Virginia Tech University. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.